In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening to the best show on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, or streaming live on YouTube. We always appreciate our YouTube listeners. You know, if you missed the Kyle Schwarber interview, Kyle, a very thoughtful interview from Kyle. Kyle was on at 4:30. You can either use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app or check out the podcast. And at the end, I was surprised, Ike, after you asked him about college football, you didn't ask him a boxing question as well. Any of the... You know, boutique Ike topics. You
Not
know.
Boutique, barbershop.
Barbershop, yes. Correct. Yeah, there you go.
Guy talk. Yeah. Guy talk.
Guy talk. Guy talk, man.
Well,
guy talk.
We're one question away from Ike talking about linebacking.
I was.
Because Schwarber is a linebacker.
Oh, yes, was he? Yes. Oh, that's, yeah, he's a linebacker, man.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Maybe if we talk to him when we
in
go down to Clearwater.
Yeah, we got to switch... Bryce and Cal.
Yeah, well, we need Bryce.
Yeah, we need Bryce.
I got some questions for Bryce.
Got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I might sit that one out.
What if Bryce sits down and I'm there with an IV and a dialysis machine? I'm getting my blood.
You got to make up your mind. Are you going in with a rivalry pack or the blood thing?
What would he laugh at? Like, if I showed up, let me ask, if he sits down and I'm wearing a Mets hat and a Mets t-shirt, And all that.
I think he'd be like, I think he'd laugh and say, come on, man. You know, in that kind of way.
Did you think he'd ask me, why are you wearing all that? And I'd say, it's my rivalry pack.
I have no idea.
I think John Brazier would have a heart attack when you showed up with all that on.
Yeah. Well, you know, as long as we bring it back, you know, I just don't know if he's not much of a laugher.
I don't know if it hits.
Yeah. We tried to ask him about the TikTok videos and he almost didn't want to talk about the TikTok videos. So I don't know how to, you know, me baiting him into asking me why I'm wearing Mets stuff is the key.
It's all you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll think about it.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll think about it.
Well, and he listens. So he knows who you are.
Well, he must. If I certainly had a very
exactly.
Yeah, two straight years of
that about the rivalry pack. For
yes,
sure.
That's what I mean. Yes, he knows.
All right, let's get to the top five, Jack.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So there's a lot that you realize as you get older. And you kind of look back on it and you're like, all right, I was wrong.
You know.
So I've had a couple of these realizations recently.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I have for you. Top five things I've realized since I've gotten older. Number five is that people under the age of 23 know nothing.
Well, that's for sure.
I was one of those snot-nosed, know-it-all, I know everything about sports, blah, blah. Know nothing.
No.
Don't know how the world works.
Nope.
Nothing.
You say 23, I think... Guys specifically don't know anything until 30.
Sure. Like 30 could be the number.
I think 30 is the number.
One could argue I didn't know how anything worked really until I started having some kiddos.
I don't even think life really begins for you until you're 30.
Until 30, yeah. Every time when I first started dating Val, every time I'm 8 years older than her, right? I'm 49. Every time, and we've been together 16 years. Every time one of her friends would start dating someone and she'd be like, it's getting serious. My first question would be, how old is he?
How old is he?
And there was one, I was like, how old is he? She's like 24. I was like, oh, that's not going to work.
Yeah, 24?
Yeah. And she said, why? I was like, well, because he's 24. That guy doesn't even know how to make his own dinner. There's no way he's going to stay in a committed relationship.
That's true.
It is true.
Yeah, they're a complete waste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, except for me.
Yes, right.
Thank you.
Married, right.
Married at 24.
Yes. Well, Jill trained you well.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
The fourth thing that I've realized now that I'm older is that I noticed the price on everything. So I was looking at, you know, like Netflix. I was like, $8.99. And then I was like, well, I got to get Hard Knocks for work.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, this waste of, I mean, so far, total waste of money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's flushed right down the drain. I get it.
Yeah.
I get noticing the prices on everything now.
Doesn't stop you from hitting up FanDuel, though.
No, well, not at all. Or $5 coffee.
What did I tell you?
Or $5 coffee.
Hey, you
over
little
here.
Twerp. Yeah. I don't do that much anymore.
Okay.
It's right. Like once. I bring my lunch every day.
Okay.
And
just cutting back in other areas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I got to pay for parking now. And speaking of FanDuel, they hooked me up. They missed me so much, they gave me $150 over the weekend.
I'm sure that'll work out for you and not them.
I haven't hit a bet yet.
There it is.
It's like they put that in.
Yeah.
They put that in the clause to give me the money.
Also, Hard Knocks is not on Netflix.
No, I know. I got Netflix because I wanted to watch something. And then I got HBO on top of it. And I kind of, like, Hard Knocks has been horrible so far.
Yeah. I have a list of things to note from maybe a 5:30 after we do Eagles Insider of the Year. Then I noticed on Hard Knocks. Because I wasn't able to watch it last night. I watched it this morning. I took notes.
Yeah.
There's some things I want to talk about from the Eagles portion.
And you always think it's so important, and then you watch it, and you're like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Now, AJ and Jalen did have a good moment, though.
Yeah.
And they know, oh, man. That's
they
what did. I want to hear.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Jalen even smiled at him.
He did.
Yeah. It was a good moment. Yeah.
I saw that.
You did. You did.
Well, that's NBC couldn't help but show you that clip there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Jordan did admit to us last night that he acts differently if he knows he's mic'd up.
Of course.
We asked him yesterday. Yeah.
You have to.
You have to. Yeah.
The third thing I've noticed since I've gotten older is sometimes it's nice to just sit there in silence.
Oh, it's the best.
Quiet.
Oh, my goodness.
Quiet.
Do it all the time.
Yeah.
You're driving.
Oh,
quiet.
Last night, Jack asked, because I said I was going to listen to his Kyle Schwarber High Hopes pod.
Yeah.
And he said, do you listen to it on the way home? I said, no, I'm like a psycho. I drove home with nothing. Like, no music.
Now that I can't do.
Oh, it was the greatest.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant when you said sit in silence, like not saying anything.
Oh, no.
You meant no sound.
Yeah, just like quiet.
Yeah,
you look forward to quiet.
Nah. Oh,
nah.
I do.
Nah. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Like, when
really?
I get...
Nah,
I'll be quiet.
Well, yes. After talking for 4
hours, you know what I'm saying?
I got no problem being quiet.
TV is on in every room in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You're a noise everywhere guy?
Well, I walk up and down the steps a lot. Dogs in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Things that I'm watching on TV. I don't want to have to constantly change each TV or miss something, so it's just on in the other room as well.
Huh. This guy's
Mr. Moneybags.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? How many TVs you got?
Yeah, 5 TVs, one for each room. You got a kitchen TV.
Finally got you on it.
There's a TV in just about every room except for the bathrooms.
We only have...
Hold on, that's not a bad idea, though.
Oh, come on, yeah.
I don't need you standing there. Take care of business and get out.
No, that's phone time.
That
on
is
the
phone
toilet.
Time.
Yeah, that's good phone point. Time.
What'd you guys do? What'd you guys do on the toilet before phones?
We had magazines,
newspaper, or magazines.
Yeah, yeah. But in my parents' house, they had a bin with all the magazines in them.
Yep.
Old magazines, new magazines. Yep. Oh, it's the greatest.
Yeah, I was a big Star magazine guy.
Star, I don't know. Star magazine.
Star is like
on the tabloid ones.
Tabloid magazine.
Right. Yeah, the Star.
You just always get them at the airport whenever you travel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. Highlights is good.
The Highlights was a good magazine. That's a dentist office magazine.
Oh, man, you get your Pro Athlon.
The
sports.
Football.
Yeah, the football magazine.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Big,
yeah.
Thick one.
Should we bring that back? No. The phone on the toilet's a great.
Oh, it's the greatest.
Yes. Well, the phone is the...
By the way, another thing I've realized since getting older that's not on the list, I do now spend extra long on the toilet.
Yeah, because peace and quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's part of the quiet. There's no pressure in there. If I leave, I got the pressure ramps.
Yeah, do something. Yeah,
yeah, ramps right back up.
The kids are out there. Yeah,
exactly.
He stays in the bathroom
for just a little bit longer than I usually would.
Okay.
The second thing I've realized now that I'm older is that my dad was right about turning the lights off.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh,
you
my
start
goodness.
Seeing the electric bill.
Yeah.
During the summer. Now, do you have gas heat or electric heat?
Electric heat.
Oh, so right now, so you never get a break.
No. Yeah. We're getting a wood stove insert, though.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A wood stove.
So it's just going to be wood.
What is this, the 20s?
Yeah, ideally.
That's going out chopping wood and heating the house.
Ideally, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to set the whole damn house on fire,
no,
man.
No, it's not.
A wooden stove.
This guy's got a wooden stove in,
wood
the, middle
stove,
of, in the middle of his kitchen. He had an outhouse. Yes.
Whatever it takes.
Candles.
Dude, we got a lot of candles. Whatever it takes to keep the price low, we're doing. But my dad used to complain, like, turn the lights off.
Yeah.
And now I get it.
I gave up. I used to valve leaves them on, but I, you know, world
walking
of compromise.
Walking around the house, cutting
them off. Yeah. Now I don't do it anymore.
As long as no one touches the thermostat.
Well, I have a thermostat war. Do you have a thermostat war at home? Like in
no,
terms of
I've already won that battle.
Okay.
Yeah, because I complain about the bill. So when somebody else wants to start paying bills, then you can have a thermostat wherever you want it at.
No, that's a good card to pull.
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, much like Jalen, you're the thermostat of the house. Yeah,
just saying.
You know what? The secret weapon in the thermostat rule, because Val's not a great technology person, is I have the app.
So, you can control it yourself.
Yeah, so in the in the summer when she has the air on too high, I think.
Yeah, won't do that.
I'll see 64, 71, but I just do it on my phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
She'll never know.
She'll never know. She'll never know until she's sweating.
Nice.
Heat doesn't go above 68, 69.
Oh yeah, 68.
The heat doesn't go above that.
Yeah, we're at 64 right now.
Yeah, and different.
Yeah, I know.
Delegation likes it a little warmer.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm just saying.
64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you better wear some blankets.
He's in the icebox.
Yeah. Now, are you sleeping like me at night? Wearing a hoodie and two hats?
No, I'm a boxer guy. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just boxers?
I like it cold.
64 degrees?
There's no way you sleep without a t-shirt on.
I don't. I do sleep without a t-shirt on.
No, there's no way.
I do. I probably shouldn't. I probably shouldn't. It's not a sight that anyone needs to see.
That's exactly right.
But you know what I don't like?
There's nowhere that there's definition in your chest and in your arms.
Not even close. I'm a movesman. I got moves. It is what it is. But I don't like the shirt because sometimes when I turn over, the shirt gets stuck a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't like the stuff.
So you gotta have the tank top.
Yeah, well, I can't fall. I mean, these arms are gross.
You think they look better with nothing on?
Yeah, well, if nothing's on, they got something else to focus on.
The sight of you in just your underwear, man.
I'll send you a photo. You want a photo?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's not a good scene. It's not a good scene. But the number one thing that I've realized since I've gotten older is obviously we know the real Santa is up in the North Pole still working up on the all the toys for the kids. We know, but these Bobo Santas, you know, the ones that you hire on the weekend, it is hard to find one. We have one over the weekend that, first off, had a high-pitched voice. No ho-ho-hos.
Really?
Didn't know how to hold Suddy. Poor Suddy's crying. Was begging for a water. He's like, Santa needs a water. I'm like, can you lock in Santa? Right. These Bobo Santas. It's hard to find a good Santa out there.
Found a good Santa to take pictures with.
You got to find the ones with the real beard. If it's not a real bearded Santa, you got to go elsewhere. You got to find a place that has a real beard because those are the serious guys.
Dude, I am so happy those days are long gone.
The Santa days?
Oh, man. Yeah. Going to the mall to take a picture with Santa and all that. Oh, man. Dude. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Listen, enjoy these moments, man.
Well, it's so funny because the first time Walker is the first time he's understanding Santa.
Yeah.
So I told him, we're going to go see Santa. And like he started following Santa all around. And everyone asked him, like, what are you asking for Santa? He's like, a monster truck. So, yeah, okay. It's really funny watching him. Watching him with Santa.
Yeah, they still buy into it right now.
Yeah. Well, they should. Yeah.
Because it's real.
Because it's real.
Yes.
That's right.
You do have to find the real beard ones. The real beard ones are the legit. They'll take it, they'll ho ho ho, all that sort of stuff. They're about that life.
At least was he big?
I don't think
he wasn't a skinny Santa.
No, Jillio was telling me about a skinny Santa earlier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's the point?
Yeah. I want to see Jillio in a Santa costume.
Oh, man, spreading the holiday cheer.
Yeah, Santa Jillio. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale, 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're in WIP. What's up, Gary?
I had a offsetting Santa moment when my daughter's hat like kind of fell off her head and he fixed it with his mouth. And I was like, oh my God.
Huh? Whoa. Like,
ew.
What?
Ew. Did you have him arrested?
I said, oh, let me fix your hat. And he's like, I got it. And like bit it with his teeth and moved it over. I'm like, yeah, what did I just see?
Got to snatch my daughter quick.
Bro, did you Google him? Make sure he's not on any list.
Seriously.
Yeah.
He's in the mall. You expect better from the mall.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I gotta give Jack props. I almost got hit in a funeral procession because this guy didn't want to wait. And literally, big truck, little, you know, kind of guy, like came barreling through. Cops got his lights flashing. And he's like, I'm just not waiting anymore. I'm like, you're a great guy.
Oh, he tried to break through the procession line?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost as disrespectful as Jack not keeping the funeral procession line together.
It wasn't disrespectful.
It was disrespectful.
No, it definitely was disrespectful.
It was disrespectful.
To who?
To
to everybody who's following you, first of all.
We all got there.
In his defense, he could have got hit.
Thank you. And it was on Route 3, which is the worst road in America.
Worst road in America, Route 22 in New Jersey, North Jersey.
I don't know that at all.
Yeah, the worst. Yeah.
130 is kind of sketchy.
Yeah, World 130 is sketchy as well. And the Boulevard, of course. Yeah.
So I don't like this Jalen switch thing. Like it's just like the typical, the other guy that we've never seen before is going to be better. I just don't think that's the solution. I just think they got to get their you-know-what together and we got to move forward.
Well, let me ask you this. I get it. I understand. It does seem as though the Eagles think a lot of Tanner McKee. You know, they've had him on the roster for a while. They've elevated him. They've developed him. Now, when you're doing that with a quarterback, you're doing it one of two ways. And some teams do this. They'll, you know, the Packers are always drafting a guy. Mm-hmm. Develop him, trade him. You know, the 49ers this year got Mac Jones. They're going to end up trading him, getting something. So my thought would be they're either developing him to trade him or developing him to have him start at some point, depending on what situation they're in. They obviously think a lot of him. I think
they are a quarterback factory.
It is telling they didn't trade him this offseason, past offseason, but they probably could have. If they don't trade McKee this offseason with 1 year left on his rookie deal, that will be saying something, I think. Because I think there will be a market for him. You know, I don't think anybody's going to give a first-round pick for Tanner McKee. But I hear you. I hear you. But if they hadn't had this guy on the roster for so long, and I get the sense they think a lot of him, maybe I would think differently about it. But I
wonder
know.
If the Saints would want Tanner McKee.
Well, what's his name? Shaw? Is that his name?
Yeah, Shaw. Yeah, Tyler Shaw.
Yeah, played well.
Yeah, when they beat Tampa.
And Kellen Moore did draft him. That was last week.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore drafted him. I think he was a second round pick.
Yeah, he was.
That's his guy. I wonder if they would trade for Tanner, let those two guys compete. And if McKee doesn't win the job, whatever, you know. But
like you said, it's not going to cost you. I don't think you're getting a second round pick. You might get a conditional pick.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you get a two. But yeah. I agree with you on the whole, Gary. I am intrigued as to I would love to know what the Eagles actually do think of Tanner McKee. You know, whether but they think
he's a star. I think they like him.
Yeah.
I do, to your point, it's like, do they like him enough that they want him to be the next guy?
Right.
And that kind of makes your point, though. I think if this season keeps going the same way it goes for Hurts, I think we might have a competition in training camp next year.
Well, they can't do that. I mean, could they do that?
I wonder. I don't think they would do that. But I don't. If he finishes the season, and I'll keep prefacing it by saying it this way, with this slide that he's on,
yeah,
the last three games, and this carries for four more games, and then they lose in the first round of the playoffs. I don't know how they come back next year as if everything's status quo. Like,
well, because it's not going to feel that way to everyone else.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be so much noise about him, and they're going to constantly get questions about it. And I don't know how they avoid it.
Right.
When you know there has to be questions in the building.
Yes. Oh, of course.
And they're 8-2 and stuff was getting leaked.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. You got to beat the Raiders.
Jeez. Yes. Beat the Raiders by a lot. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tanner McKee could beat the Raiders this weekend.
I should be able to beat the Raiders.
Okay. We get the point.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Two gloves, Pickett?
No. Can you imagine this? Now, you know, I want what's best for the team, but I also want what's best for the radio station. A competition in training camp. Right. Between Super Bowl MVP Jalen Hurts and Tanner McKee would be some of the craziest. Because it's not like they had a competition between Wentz and Foles. That was never a competition.
Nope, I agree.
I can't even remember.
It may not be a competition.
Yeah.
Because I do agree that would be a little bit of a circus.
Yeah.
But the leash that he would have, I think he would get pulled quicker.
Right.
Like, they're not going to go through 12, 13 games with the offense being the same way.
Well, and that would mean no extension.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Yes. That's that. Yeah, you're right. Because if they give him the extension, then it's not even a question that he's the starter. But no extension says they're not sure.
Percent chance Jalen Hurts gets an extension this offseason.
I'm going to say it's better than 50%. Not. I don't think it's better than 75%. So I would go only because I do believe he'll play better and he probably got a better chance of winning a playoff game versus not. He wins a playoff game, there's a no-brainer, he's getting an extension. So I believe they at least win three out of the next four and then win the home playoff game.
And in that case... Now, it might be one of those for show extensions where the agent looks like they have a big win. He looks like he gets a bump, but they have some maneuverability.
They're definitely going to put an escape clause in there.
Yeah, because there's no – unless they go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Or NFC Championship game. NFC Championship game and a loss to the Rams, I think they'd take it.
Depending on how he plays.
Yes.
Other than that, I think they go into this offseason with some questions.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Wow. That was a good top 5 of 5, Jack.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. Getting better.
Eagles ends getting better. One thing.
only your 5.
Yeah. Coming up next, Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. Some observations from Hard Knocks. Oh, and look, Herb is around. Find out what Herb's got going on.
This, Herb.
Yeah, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. Right now is the perfect time for you to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players that you love the way that you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.